it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Ben Volen, senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe, joins us this morning. I'm sure on his way down here to South Florida. Ben, how you doing?
Guys, what's up? Apologies for the delay before, but you got my full undivided attention now, big dog. And actually, I'm not going to be there on Sunday. I'll be staying at home, but I'll be there in spirit. Maybe you can leave an empty chair in the press box.
Hey, so I got to ask you, tough loss, tough second half, really, after having some chances to win. As they get ready to come down here and you know how the Dolphins played, what are your thoughts on this game for the Patriots coming down here?
My thoughts are, I know the Patriots have a lot of hype going into the season with Mike Vrabel, and I know the Dolphins look like a disaster against the Colts last Sunday, but I still don't like this matchup for the Patriots. I like the Dolphins. The Dolphins have owned the Patriots down in Miami 5 in a row, as you guys are well aware. It's going to be hot and humid and sticky and the type of conditions that the Patriots have always struggled in down in Miami. Even when they were yeah. Super Bowl contenders with Tom Brady, they always struggled down there. The Patriots offense is so far behind right now, just back at square one with a young quarterback and a new offense that everyone's learning for the first time. You know, Mike Vrabel last week or all throughout training camp, he's been preaching, we got to win the second half. We got to win the second half. The Patriots came out against the Raiders and lost 13-0 in the second half, just fell apart on both sides of the ball, didn't have what it took to get it done in the second half. And I think this is a get right game for the Dolphins. I think they're going to be very determined this week, probably a little desperate. And that's not a good spot that the Patriots want to be in. So I don't like this spot for the Patriots at all.
Is Drake May the future? Do you know enough? I thought he was pretty good his first year for considering he had nothing offensively to work with from an offensive line to anything else.
Yeah, I think we're still in to-be-determined phase. I mean, it's the first game of his second season. They've got him under contract for 4 years and then a fifth-year option if they want to push the decision. More likely, you need to know by the middle of the third season. I mean, you guys have had these conversations for 20 years now. So I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
We have. We're very professional at this. We know this business. Yeah.
Just replace Drake May with Ryan Tannehill or Chad Henne or any of the names. Not a good start for Drake May. Just looked very uncomfortable last week. Didn't see the field. Was leaving the pocket too early. Focusing on his first reads and not seeing the field, wild with throws, just looks very uncomfortable. So now it's up to Josh McDaniels to make him comfortable and to put him in the right position to succeed. I like all of Drake May's attributes. Unlike Mac Jones, Drake May has good size. He can run. He's got a good arm. So he fits the part a lot more than Mac Jones did. But if you can't see the field and if you can't make winning plays, then you're not a franchise quarterback. So definitely still to be determined.
I was kind of questioning their wide receivers. They have Stephon Diggs, 11 years now in the league. I saw he had 6 catches last week. But Keyshawn Booty kind of coming into his own. How do you like this group of receivers they have that he's throwing to?
I don't love it. It's still, again, to use an old Dolphins trope, it's a bunch of 3s and 4s and 5s. You don't really have 1s and 2s there. Stephon Diggs did have 6 catches. He looks good considering where he's at coming off a torn ACL, but he's not Stephon Diggs from 2 years ago. He's still not back to 100%, and at 31, maybe he never will be. Booty had a nice game, had over 100 yards receiving. At the same time, he's really more just like a possession receiver, maybe a little bit of a deep threat, but I don't think he's anyone that's really going to scare the opposing team. I mean, he got his 100 yards, and the Patriots still only scored 13 points the other day. Honestly, the guy they need to emerge as the number one receiver isn't actually a receiver. It's running back Travion Henderson, and that's probably unfair to put all that pressure on him.
Yeah,
but he's their most dynamic athlete, and all throughout training camp, I mean, he was uncoverable out of the backfield with linebackers and safeties. Other teams really have to focus a lot of you know, several defenders or put a cornerback right on Travion Henderson. But, you know, he was deadly in training camp out of the backfield on wheel routes and swing passes and screens. So honestly, for anyone to loosen up a defense, it's probably going to have to be Travion Henderson.
You know, Ben, when I saw this defense, what they added, and Christian Gonzalez, who's still injured, doesn't look like he's going to play again. But the guys they added and their secondary, I just thought, man, this thing's got a chance to be really good. The names on the backs look so good. Milton Williams on there, and, of course, Harold Landry off to a great start. How good is the defense right now?
The defense has a lot of potential, but they fell apart against the Raiders. I mean, Chip Kelly coached circles around them last week. Geno Smith led all NFL quarterbacks with 9 completions over 20 yards.
Crazy,
I mean,
stat.
It was a clinic. Some of it was catch and run. Some of it was deep shots down the field. It was very impressive. The Patriots looked like they'd never seen a bunch formation before. And you're playing the Dolphins now. All they do are bunch formations. So that's going to be a real important thing for the Patriots this week. You know, the defense, they held the Raiders to 20 points. Usually that's good enough to win, but they couldn't get the key stops when they needed to. They gave up a conversion on 3rd and 20. They sent an all-out blitz on 3rd and 20, and they got burned.
Yeah.
Yeah, really bad. So they blitzed a ton. They blitzed the 4th most of any team last week, and Geno Smith ate them up. So I'll be very curious to see how they approach this week. You know, you said Harold Landry had a great game, and I believe he had 2.5 sacks, but all 4 of the Patriots' sacks came on the blitz. A lot of them for Landry were him just kind of cleaning up someone else's pressure.
Yeah.
And when it came to the 4-man rush, they didn't get anything on Geno Smith. So they have to blitz just to get some pressure. So that's going to be a real tricky spot for the Patriots. Despite all the money they spent, despite all those names, they still don't have a great pass rush with their front.
You know, it's so funny because you heard it all off season. Everybody saw, oh, man, the team that's going to make the big jump from 4 wins to having a chance is the Patriots. And they're kind of questioning a lot of different things. So you think it's a close game? You expect it still to be fairly close?
Yeah, I don't expect a blowout because I just don't think that's where the Dolphins.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are at right now either, but I just think the Dolphins defense is probably going to make life difficult for Drake May, who, you know, turnovers have been an issue for him since he got into the league. He averages about 1 per game, one of the highest rates among all the quarterbacks. It's going to be, like I said, a hot, probably rainy day down there. Don't have to deal with the mud and the baseball infield anymore, but I just don't see this as a place where the Patriots offense is going to start clicking. So I think the Dolphins defense is going to come up big. And we're probably looking at like a 20-17 game.
Let me ask you about the other part of the AFCs that's playing each other. The Bills go to Jets and they struggle for some reason. They don't struggle against us. They struggle a little bit. What do you expect in that game? And what do you think of the Jets?
Yeah, I like the Jets in this spot. And I've liked the Jets all offseason. And I mean, I don't really like the Jets. I don't see them as a playoff team. But what you said before, everyone talking about the Patriots being the surprise team. I kind of like the Jets. You know, I still do think the Patriots are probably an 8-win team, but I think the Jets could be right in that neighborhood too. I like the fact that their offensive line has 3 first-round picks. They've got good top-end talent like Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, Justin Fields. You know, if they can, you know, kind of rein him in a little bit with his turnovers, he's a dynamic running team. They're going to play defense, you know, under Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn's got this tough, you know, culture that he's building. I think the Jets quietly are going to be one of these teams that no one wants to play this year, and I think the Steelers found that out last week. So I think they're going to give the Bills a game, especially that was such an emotional win for the Bills. Now this is kind of a letdown game a little bit coming off of it. So I don't know if the Jets are going to win, but I think it's going to be a close game, and I think that the Jets are going to be a real pesky team this year.
All right. Hey, Ben, nice having you, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, bud.
Always appreciate you, big dog.
All right. Ben Volen, senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe. And, man, it is time before we get to DBJ to talk about those Canes in South Florida coming up in just a few minutes. It is truck month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, it is a time. You've been thinking about getting that new truck, that working truck, that family truck, that combo truck that you need. Boy, I'll tell you what, your South Florida Chevy dealers, we're proud and love our trucks, our durable Colorado with its standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. You get everything you could possibly want, whether it's pleasure on the weekends or just a hard-working truck. You got to check out the Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power you would ever need for any kind of job. Workday, workhorse, and a weekend warrior, boy, that Silverado 1500 takes care of it all. Hey, we understand one thing at your South Florida Chevy dealers, even with the Silverado HD, if you need a truck that's going to work as hard as you do, 5, 6, even 7 days a week, that's how you make a living, you're going to love the Silverado HD and its legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. This weekend, you're starting to look around, take a test drive. Hey, there's a reason. It's our biggest seller, those trucks, man. They're fantastic. They're strong. They're durable. And we've got one absolutely perfect for your lifestyle with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida this weekend. Fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.